Welcome to the Beat Red Podcast, a show where we talk about all things embarrassing. We tell our embarrassing stories. We tell your embarrassing stories. Sometimes you tell your embarrassing stories. It's embarrassing all around. I'm Katie.
And I'm Mary Kate.
Let's turn Beat Red. How was your week?
How was your week, Katie?
Oh, I did it. Darn it. Every time.
That's not fair. It's not fair because you know you're going to say it and I always forget.
I know it's coming.
But I mean, why? Why do you do that? It's like, oh, like I have nothing. I have nothing.
While I talk about mine, you're going to think about yours.
Okay.
Let's do what we're watching because we haven't done that in a while. Are you watching White Lotus?
And the finale is tomorrow night. I cannot wait.
So excited.
There are so many theories out there.
So many.
But the funniest theory I've heard is that the monkeys did it.
Yeah.
You've heard that?
Well, because usually there is some kind of comedy with the death and it's usually accidental with Mike White. So that's why everyone's saying that the monkeys are going to get a hold of the gun or something and it's going to be like accidental deaths because of them.
That could be true.
But then everyone's also saying the poison fruit in the blender and someone's accidentally going to drink it. I've also heard.
He's going to drink it. The dad.
Maybe. Or the dad's trying to make the wife and the son drink it because they don't want to live and then he's going to drink it too because, you know, he was fantasizing
about shooting
that. Actually, we shouldn't say this all. We're giving all these spoilers.
Sorry. Yeah. But yeah. Oh, God. That's
so,
it.
Many spoilers.
I love that. What else have you been watching?
So anyway, besides that, Yellow Jackets. Okay, have you watched Yellow Jackets season 3?
I have not.
I don't think it's as good as the other two seasons, to be honest. It's feeling a little redundant at this point.
Okay.
But it's still, you know, I love all the actors in it. So
oh, yeah.
I'm still,
it's totally from our youth.
I feel like they're showing way more of the young version, and I prefer the grown-up version drama.
Yeah.
So I feel like they're showing more of the younger version.
I mean,
but you need that backstory to understand why they are the way they are and all of that.
And the younger crew is great. I mean,
they're phenomenal actors.
Yeah,
everybody in the show is incredible. So that is great. Yeah. But yeah, so
truth be told, I got too scared watching that show and
you
I had
did?
To turn it off. Yeah.
Aww.
I was like, this is disgusting. It was like they're like just eating their friend and oh no, spoiler alert.
You keep spoiling everything.
Bleep this out.
I mean, I feel like if anyone's seen Yellow Jackets, that one, it's not like a big spoiler.
Right.
But,
sorry, yeah. Guys. Sorry if you were contemplating it and then now you don't have to.
Well,
I'm sorry.
You can still watch it.
You should still watch it. There's a lot more that happens.
There's a lot of things that happen. And then also Righteous Gemstones.
Oh, I still have to watch that.
Yeah, the new season. It's just you wonder how they're going to top themselves with just hilarity and ridiculousness, and they continue to do it.
I love it.
They continue to top themselves.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been watching.
Great.
How about you?
Same thing. I mean, not none of that stuff I've been watching, but White Lotus for sure. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got. I go to bed, like if I'm watching something, I sleep.
Yeah, you end up falling asleep when you turn it on.
Yeah, as soon as I start watching something, I'm out.
Yeah,
down for the count. It's really not a sexy, glamorous life right now.
Aww.
Especially, I mean, that I can talk about that. I on the way over here, I got some macaroni salad at the grocery store. Yeah,
okay.
And then I had to put a smock on to eat it.
You
while
ate
I was
it
driving.
In the car while you're driving macaroni salad.
I was
salad.
So hungry for macaroni salad that I was eating
that.
It with a beautiful art apron on. And I didn't spill any on myself.
Nice.
Yeah, I spilled it on the apron.
That's a win every time.
I mean, if you can just, yeah.
If you can get away without spilling on yourself,
mm-hmm.
I think that's
mm-hmm.
a win.
Mm-hmm. Me too. It is. You don't even have to think about it. It is.
So if you have a choice between hot, cheesy macaroni and cold macaroni salad, because I'm assuming you ate the cold macaroni salad.
Macaroni salad cold.
Really?
Time.
That's your choice?
Yeah.
I'm a hot, cheesy mac and cheese.
If I'm at a restaurant, I'll do the mac and cheese hot, cheesy. But if I'm at the grocery store, that hot mac has been sitting there for a long time. And so this container of just, and it is
was
so
it delicious?
Sugary.
Was it so good?
Well, I knew when I looked at it, it was going to hurt my stomach and heart, but I still ate it. I started getting like that heartburn, like, oh my God, is this swelling? Like I knew I had already prepared myself.
You were there.
It was worth it.
You were ready. This first one comes from Kelsey and she writes, when I was 12, I went to a national quizzing conference and they had a few different vendors' exhibits set up. I came across two 20-something guys manning a booth on a random wildlife, reptiles, insects theme. They had a large clear glass jar that said free cookies.
Ooh, yum.
I couldn't believe my luck. I double-checked with the guys to make sure they were really free, and they happily told me yes and waited in anticipation as I reached in. I grabbed my chocolate chip cookie, happily ate it, and walked away. When I walked back by a few minutes later, I noticed that there were literally giant African cockroaches crawling all in between the chocolate chip cookies.
No.
I guess the guys either thought I was fearless or didn't want to let the 12-year-old girl in on the gag.
What are they doing?
I guess I was blinded by the cookies.
What are they?
I don't know how I missed the cockroaches the first time.
Why would they let you put your hand in a cockroach infested? Were the cockroaches eating the cookies?
I wonder if I'm the only person who ate one that day.
Okay, no. Those guys are not okay in the head. Why did they put cockroaches in there?
That was the joke. Like, that was the gag. So it was like a kind of like reptile insect thing where they had all these different reptiles and insects. And it said free cookies because they're covered in these like Madagascar hissing cockroaches.
And
these
she's
massive
like,
cockroaches.
Eat up, boo, and just like eats, grabs
and
the
she
cookie.
She is so 12 years old and laser focused. I'm like, I feel like my son would do that and just see cookies and just like not even see the bugs. And
right.
Just be like, we have free cookies?
Yep.
Can I actually get those cookies?
Yep.
And just like, so she just lasered in on that one chocolate chip cookie she saw and was like,
if
the heavens
opened
up.
I mean, if I am that guy, I wait until her hand is in there. I'm like, there's cockroaches in there.
But maybe they really were like, oh my God, this girl's like a badass. Like she's actually going to stick her hand in.
There's Madagascar cockroach shit on those cookies. And
oh,
she's like,
God.
Nom, 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 do, 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 do. Like, how do you let someone do that?
Well, I know, to actually eat it.
Jerks.
I would probably be like, hey, like you might not want to eat that.
There's
like,
cockroaches in there.
Has some things on it, some trails.
I'd be like, hi, I don't know if you're thinking about anything, but there's a cockroach. There's a bunch of cockroaches
that
in there.
Last little chocolate chip on there, that's not a chocolate chip. Also, that's a little piece of poop. Cockroach poo. Yeah.
Also, if I see her pass back and notice the cookies and get horrified, I'm going to be horrified.
How bad would you feel?
I would already maybe not feel bad because they're psychos.
Yeah.
They let her eat the cookie in the first place.
They let her eat the cookie.
That is embarrassing, though. That is really embarrassing. The next story is a caller.
Ooh.
Okay. I have a tight crew of toddler families. And this is from John, who is my friend Jenny's husband. And he is going to tell us an epic story. Now,
amazing.
I have not heard it.
Oh, okay, cool.
I don't know what it is. I just know that it's going to be really good.
You're flying
so,
blind with
we're
me.
We're flying blind here. Let's call him up.
Let's hear it.
Without further ado.
Hello.
John?
Hey,
it's Mary Kate and Katie. You're on the Beat Red podcast.
Hi.
We're so happy you're doing this. How you doing?
Yeah. Good. I'm getting over, I'm just telling this because it has to deal with what I'm going to share with you guys today, but
okay.
I'm getting over pink eye.
Oh,
which
no.
was given to me. Yeah. So, and it's gross.
Awful.
Like people, you know, my understanding of pink eye is that like, it's always, you know, like a fart or poop in your eye, essentially. And someone
poop
once
particles.
Told me like,
yeah,
poop particles. And someone's like, no, it could be any bacteria. And I'm like, or it's poop, you know?
It's little kids that aren't wiping well, that are touching their eyes,
exactly.
And then it spreads along because they touch the same toys, and it gets back to the parents.
Oh, yeah. It's all of it.
Yep.
Oh, I'm so sorry you're getting over that. That is not good.
It's all right. I got my little drops, and it's fine.
Did you just, like, pop on some really dark sunglasses and, like, kind of cruise around? Just, like, you know, looking at the world from behind the dark shades.
Yeah.
That's
I got pink eye. Don't come near.
Exactly. That's amazing. Well, I'm glad you're on that tail end of it, right?
Yeah. Today's my last day to do the drops.
Good. You've made it through this round.
I know.
Yeah. I'm a better person now because of it.
Well, and truth be told, our kids are the same age. So, you know, it's bound to happen to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens
for sure. For sure. Yeah.
All right, let's hear it. I'm so excited. I told Katie I don't know the story. So we're both hearing it blind and we're excited because never happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. All right. Well, I have a little bit of, spoiler alert, it's a fart story.
Oh,
those
are our farts.
This is the origin story of your pink eye?
Oh,
right? It all started back
then. Walked into a cloud of fart and I was like, oh.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting is I know exactly where this fart originated from, which you know, is unique,
yes.
I guess, to the story. But so this was, I was either in sixth or seventh grade. I can't remember exactly which one, but, you know, it's in the prime of like, you know, you have your first little girlfriend, boyfriend,
aww.
You know, you're trying to be cool, you know, you hold hands and it's a big deal, you know, so like, you definitely don't want to be farting, you know.
It's an awkward time.
So,
you
don't. So,
new love does not want a soundtrack.
Yeah, like farting now is hilarious, but when you're, you know, have your first little girlfriend, you don't want to be, you know, the fart guy. But anyway,
right, sure.
So at my school, we had, you know, like, you know, school lunch or whatnot, and they had a handful of options every day. But for whatever reason, I loved this cheeseburger that they served. And I would get it like every day. And it took me a little while to realize that it made me, because I would get like really gassy after lunch. And I'm like, what's happening? You know? And I finally like put two and two together, you know, on some days where I wouldn't have the cheeseburger. I'm like, oh man, it's the cheeseburger. Like,
it's the
I don't know if it's like a bean patty or something. I don't know what it is, but so like the fact is I figured it out and I was like, I'm still gonna eat this thing because it's really good.
Yeah.
So whatever day it was, I pounded this cheeseburger and either like a class or two after lunch was the whole, what do they call it? Like SSR, like sustained silent reading or whatnot, where you, you know what I'm saying?
I thought it was going to be gym class and you're going to be climbing the ropes.
That's the worst. That would be great.
Sustained silent reading.
I don't think we had that. Sustained silent reading.
So you would go, it's a whole period. You'd go into the room with a normal sized class and it's dead quiet because everyone's reading and that's all you do the whole time.
If you have gas, that is your nightmare right there.
That's the worst time.
It's not
to have
great.
It.
Yeah. It's not great. So I'm sitting here with my book, you know, I've got grumpy guts, you know, I can feel it coming on.
No.
And
where's your girlfriend? You know, is she in the class? Quiet. Is your girlfriend in the class?
I honestly don't remember.
Okay, got it.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But so I'm sitting there reading, my guts are grumbling, and I'm like fiddling with like a pencil. And the desk that I'm sitting in, you know, the classic school desks to where it's a desk and it has that armrest because you slide in from one side, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there, I'm fiddling this pencil on the side of the desk where the armrest is. And I drop it on the floor.
Oh no.
And so now I'm like, oh, I gotta bend over and pick up the pencil.
You gotta bend your guts.
But it's over, yeah, it's over the armrest. So I'm leaning. I mean, my butt is up in the air. Like I'm almost vertical.
And wait, is the armrest going into your guts?
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's pressing into the intestine. You know?
It's okay. Pushing it right out.
Exactly. And one final push and I just unleashed.
You blasted it to the biggest part.
I just ass up in the air, huge fart, dead quiet classroom.
There's no denying that was you.
That's the thing. I can't be like, oh, that was Jim over there. No, it came out of my butt for sure. But I snapped back up so fast.
Yeah.
And like I'm reading, like I've never looked at a book so hard but not actually read it. You know, I'm like, nothing happened over here.
I love it. You just tried to ignore it. You're going to gaslight everyone.
You tried to rewind time.
Gaslight the gas. Yeah. You're like, no, it didn't happen.
The crazy thing is, if I'm remembering this correctly, which I think I am, is nobody did anything.
What? Nobody no one laughed?
What?
Nobody commented? I don't remember anything.
What?
I remember being beat red and like super embarrassed.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting for the laughs and waiting for something.
Yes.
But nobody said anything. Whoa.
What happened? Do you think that there is, because we had a story like this where someone did they called it a shotgun fart in the same situation, not a dead silent class, but they were taking a test and no one said anything. And we were wondering if there's some kind of like a fart angel that comes down that's like,
right?
Nobody
yeah,
will hear this. You know, like a Glenda. Like
I mean, that
Glenda.
Is stunning. Like 6th and 7th graders to not erupt into laughter. I would laugh now. Like, how could you not
that
laugh?
That is so funny.
100%.
In 6th or 7th grade to hear the loudest fart and your butt was in the air.
Yeah.
And did it smell?
I was upside down.
I mean, you could have to maybe leave school if someone heard that. You know what I mean? Like you would be,
they would
tell your girlfriend.
Was it stinky? Did everybody smell it too? Well, you better know. These are important details.
I don't remember.
Sat back down in it. Okay, go ahead.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I flipped back up to where my butt was.
Right.
So, like, surely there. I, you know,
got a whiff of that beefy burger.
Oh, God.
Exactly. Yeah. 80. But I was so embarrassed and, like, I don't even, I probably blacked out. But either that or it was so loud that like people lost hearing, you know, like it just like ruptured
eardrums. It was a sonic boom.
So that's why nobody did anything. Yeah.
Everyone's ears are ringing.
They were like, was that a jet? What just went by? Yeah, that was exactly. So loud.
Yeah,
their desks rattled.
Yeah, it was holding
like
on
we were in an earthquake. Oh, yeah. No.
Everyone was scared. That's why.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah. It was bizarre. Yeah, I mean that's
so,
it. It was
so
just
nobody. Yeah. You didn't have to break up with your girlfriend. You didn't have to move schools.
It never got back to her that you were
never,
the farter.
You didn't get a nickname.
No.
Oh,
you're so lucky. You definitely had an angel. Lucky. You had a fart angel for sure.
Yeah, I don't understand. Or like even after class, nobody was like, "Hey, man, did you fart?" You like. It was like it never happened.
I heard that, man. I didn't see anything.
Yeah.
Like, that means that your class was engaged in their books.
Or they're the nicest people ever. They're just so sweet and like really empathetic. And they're like, maybe one day I'll be the farter. And I don't want anyone to
They were raised.
Right. Everybody was very understanding of my situation.
That's how middle school always is.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. It sounds very middle school.
Everyone's super nice.
Everyone's so nice and considerate. To the vulnerable.
That's such a great story.
That is so good. Yeah. That's a great one. But you know what? It has a happy ending too.
Yeah, yeah. I have another quick
oh my gosh,
little,
we are
just
taking
just a
that.
Story.
We're thrilled.
It's about, just like speaking of that same time and like my girlfriend at the time, her name was Sam. You know, everybody, I don't know if it was like this for you guys, but like, you know, you dated for a couple weeks and you broke up.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Got with the other girl, then you broke up and you got back with your original girl. You know, it's like, it was, what is it called?
Tumultuous.
Like volatile.
Yes.
Yeah, just like
very
just
short-lived relationships.
Yep. Torrid.
At that time.
Exactly.
Torrid affairs.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was with my girlfriend, Sam, at the time. Who knows what iteration of dating this was, but I was in class and I was. This is so lame, but I was writing like "I heart Sam" like on my hand, you know, just
cute. That's
like,
not lame.
Adorable.
You're wearing it like on your sleeve. That is bold.
Yeah,
and
yeah. I was
romantic.
All about it, and I was like, yeah. And so that class gets out, and we're walking. I'm walking down the hallway, and I see her coming over like oncoming traffic. You know, here she comes, and she's got some friends and stuff. Aww. And I'm like smiling and walking by her and being like, hi. And she literally goes, you're dumped, and just keeps walking. Like in public, in the hallway. Yeah.
No.
And I have no idea like what I did or like.
John,
oh my
just
God.
Just wrote like, I heart Sam on my hand. She's like, you're dumped. And just going. And
did you
like,
wave
oh,
at
man,
her
I
with
suck.
The I heart Sam on your palm to show her like, look how much I care about you?
So I should have. Yeah.
Okay. That is so
it was
funny.
Brutal. Okay.
I love she's like, you dumped.
I cannot breathe right now because that is so funny.
Yeah.
So wait. She's walking. You're going. She just looks at you and goes, you dumped. And then she keeps walking.
With all of her friends, with like her posse. Yeah. Didn't even stop. Just like, just like two cars passing each other, you know, like a one-way street. Just, you're dumped.
I think I'm in love with Sam now.
What happened to you? What did you crumble on the ground and like sob that tattoo off? Like, what happened?
No, I mean, I was...
Were you crestfallen?
I was definitely sad. No, I mean, I remember I was definitely
she's
sad.
She's Regina George.
This was
like, she's straight up Regina George you dumped in the middle of the hallway.
That is the funniest thing. I'm sorry. That is the funniest thing. And I'm sure it was not funny at the time.
Yeah.
But just the fact
that... I was definitely sad.
The boldness of that. The boldness of being like... Yeah. Because you must have had like encounters with her. I mean, did you guys kiss?
I think by that point we had
you like made out
kisses.
So you had some kisses and holding hands and there was vulnerability there and then she walks away. She's like, you dumped. Like, did
and you're looking at her publicly. Dreamily and just starry eyed, like I love you so much. And she's like, oh, bye, bitch. You're done. You're done.
That's exactly what it
you're
was.
You're fired.
Yeah.
Wait, did you do
and
it
kept stuff. Walking?
Did you ever find out why she did that?
I don't know if I ever found out. I'm sure
she had a boy on deck.
No, Katie.
She did. She had a boy on deck.
Throwing salt in the wound.
That's the way it goes. That's how it is. In sixth, seventh grade, you got someone else on deck. Someone else is up to bat. Goodbye.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You just needed a sip of water and you're like through the water and like away from it.
Yeah.
Wait, so John, did you I just gotta ask because like did you move on? Like did you
No, he's still
No, obviously you moved on. I mean, I know your wife and a beautiful child. But I mean
yeah, no.
Like, did you feel bad? Did you just keep walking? And like, did you ever talk to her again?
Well, okay. Oh man, I have a third story about her.
Oh, his little really sad bad. Face, like just standing in the hallway watching her entire posse go
did
by.
Did you hear it loud and clear? Did you Pretty think much, you yeah. misheard it? Okay. No.
Oh, no. It was everybody heard it. It was very clear.
Oh no.
I just kept walking.
You're like, did you say I'm
sad.
Dumb? Do you think I'm dumb? I think yeah. I'm dumb too. Yeah.
Like, I'll get smarter for you, babe.
Yeah. Wait. Did you say dumb or dumb?
She yeah. went after them.
Please clarify. I need to know. It was brutal. I was definitely sad. I just kept going. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, please. You know, just like, because
yeah.
I was
embarrassed. No, you're like, not going to do that.
You're not going to grovel for Sam.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I can't remember, because again, this goes back to like, you're constantly breaking up and redating that person over and over again. I mean, dating. It's sixth grade.
Right. Dates, you got back together with her? You took her back after that?
Oh, yeah. We for sure, I want to say at least 3 or 4 times, like broke up, but then, you know, we like each other again, that kind of thing.
Were they always like was... that, where she said you're dumped in the hallway, so you got to, but at this point, like by the time she's got her posse walking towards you, you're like, oh, okay, well,
she,
round
like,
three.
She you a note, you open it, I'm dumped.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if this next quick little story is before or after this.
Okay.
And this, looking back, I'm not proud of this. I don't think it was in retaliation, because I don't remember before or after, like I said, but it was my birthday, and we were like kind of walking home, like, you know, kind of on the same route, or, you know, we were holding hands, whatever. And then we hit the point to where, like, you know, we had to split off and go our separate ways to our house. And we had a little, you know, we had a little kiss, a little birthday kiss for
Aww.
Me. And I remember after the kiss, God, this is gonna sound so bad. After the kiss, we like, you know, pulled away, and she was smiling. And
you said you're dumped.
It's so worse. Her teeth weren't that great. And they were just like in my eye line. And I was like, oh, these teeth are tough to look at. And so I went home and I called her and I broke up with her.
Oh, yes.
Oh, but you didn't tell her teeth were tough to look at.
You were like, I can't make it.
Okay. I thought you were saying you said that to her. I was like, oh, no.
No. These teeth are tough. Internal dialogue. I was like, these teeth are tough to look at. And then I went home and called her and I was like, hey. Or MSN Messenger was big then, so I might have dumped her on that.
You
I can't remember,
dumped her on Messenger. She deserved it. She's dumped you in the hallway.
On my birthday, I dumped her because I got a really good look at those teeth.
This is amazing.
Hey, there's adults that have dumped for less.
There, definitely. Yeah. This is a TV show. Like, I think you need to write this and film it. It is so funny.
I hope yours was after hers, but yeah, if not, then she's also justified for yours. So right. I think it's fair. It's sure. a little back
yeah,
and forth.
100%. Yeah.
Everybody's justified.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I feel bad.
You gave her consideration. You didn't say like you didn't break up with her and like. In passing on
but
the
what
hallway.
If like it was slow motion and she saw him staring she at his teeth. Her teeth and he's looking disgusted just looking at her teeth and then he calls her and he's like you're dumped.
You're
so
dumped.
That's why she did the hallway move with her all her posse okay. because she was so embarrassed that she knew it was about her jacked up teeth. Yeah.
Well,
and then she got braces, and then she got
she did get braces. So,
Here's
the thing: I didn't have the greatest teeth either. So, like,
I mean,
I
who
got
does
at
that
now.
Age?
Right.
Yeah. You know.
I had a gaping hole in my mouth for like all of high school for no reason. I just like lost a tooth and never did anything about it. So you would have broken up with me too.
Yeah.
Those
you're
teeth,
dumped.
They're
you're
tough.
Dumped.
Those teeth are tough.
Oh, John, this is so funny. I cannot even. Thank Bad, you yeah. so
well,
much.
Thank you for those amazing stories.
There's 3 of them. Oh, yeah.
I'm so thrilled you have 3. This was great. It was epic. It was like I was living it in my mind.
Loved
it. Was
it.
So good.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, thank
they're,
you
they
so
still, they're very
much.
Vivid to me still.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
I,
for sure.
I hope she hears this and like maybe get some closure.
Oh man. Yeah. Yeah. I'll just, I'll stay to her name, which is Sam. I won't.
Okay.
Say
yeah.
Her
just
last
Sam.
Name
or, yeah.
You know
Sam
what I'm saying?
I am.
I don't want to embarrass
Sam,
you.
Sam, you're iconic.
Maybe her teeth reset. You know?
Teeth are reset. Oh God.
She's might have reset. Now she's like, oh man, I don't know. You know?
Now she's a supermodel. Maybe who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, you're like, who cares? She's dumped. Well, thank you so much, John. You're the best.
Thank you, John.
Great rest of your day. Yeah. We cannot believe. Thank you so much. It's awesome.
Y'all too.
Thank you. For sure. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, there's something so funny about that. The unexpected you're dumped is it's going to live in my mind in infamy.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's an iconic move, gotta say.
What do you got?
Okay, I got another one for ya.
Let's hear
it. This next one comes from the Cup of Joe blog, and Katie writes, this feels like a distinct...
Katie, this is your story.
This is not my story, but I wish it was because it's really good. This feels like a distinct NYC trauma-rama moment. I was 19 or 20 on summer break from college and visiting a friend who grew up in the financial district. I remember leaving her apartment fairly early in the morning, and I was running late for my train leaving Grand Central. So you picture it. You've been there. You've done this a million times. I've worked in the financial district.
Yes.
As I get through the turnstile to the Wall Street subway, the train's approaching, and I can hear the stand clear of the closing doors. So I obviously sprint to make the train. As I sprint and clear the closing subway doors, I trip.
No.
And I go flying through the subway and land with such velocity that I end up on my stomach, legs splayed out, entire butt exposed. Because of course I was wearing a dress, and of course it rode all the way up on impact of the fall.
Oh.
In the middle of 7 a.m. rush hour train traffic, surrounded by suited up finance bros.
Oh, no.
To top it off, I also had a backpack on, so I probably looked like a bizarre naked big booty turtle.
Big booty turtle.
Of course, because it's NYC, everyone averted their eyes and acted like absolutely nothing happened.
Oh, that is exactly what they do. And I love that so much. I have seen so much crazy stuff like that happen. And no one does
anything.
People
just ignore it. They're like, oh, it's not happening.
They don't even help you up.
She goes flying through the doors and trips and just falls down the aisle with her whole ass out and a big backpack on. So she's a naked big booty turtle.
Big booty turtle.
Which
I love
that imagery of the backpack and just a dress that's like your whole butt's out.
Oh, your whole butt's out.
Legs splayed. Just on the
floor. But people do that kind of stuff on purpose on the subway. There's just, I'm telling you, there are freaks in the best way. So maybe people are just like, all right, here it is. This is a Tuesday.
Well, all right.
And those bros going to Wall Street all smell like booze because they've been up drinking all night. I can say that because I worked on Wall Street.
You've seen it.
I've just smelled it.
You've smelled it.
On my way to work.
And you've seen it.
Woo! Yeah, and I've seen it. Okay, that's a good one.
Okay.
Okay, this is from Janet in New Jersey, and she writes, I walked by a... No, just kidding.
Are you going to do a New Jersey accent?
I might try, but I'm not going to do that right now. So, I walked by a martial arts gym that was offering a free self-defense class. I'd never taken one and thought it couldn't hurt, so I signed up. The Saturday of the class, I was really nervous, but also really excited to learn to defend myself, which was I would be too, you know. The instructor was a handsome... Sorry, I was like, I've never learned those moves. I've never learned to defend
myself. Never learned those self-defense moves.
I don't know what
you
I would do.
Just kick him in the crotch. That's all you got to do.
Yeah. Okay. That's all she learned that day. The instructor was a handsome and fit guy in his 40s. He walked us through the ready stance, elbow blocks, and verbal boundary phrases. Then he began demonstrating simple kicks, punches, and blocks to ward off an attacker. I'm a pervert because I found the demonstration erotic. He asked for volunteers, and my hand shot up without my consent. Getting up in front of the 15 people in class, I let him stand behind me to demonstrate how an attacker might approach me that way. He told me to push my leg backwards and demonstrated stomping on the inside of his foot. So that's what he wanted her to do, I guess.
Yeah, like stop him from coming forward.
Just stomp on the back of his foot. He came up behind me, and as I lifted my foot, I let out an enormous fart.
Oh, no.
Right onto him.
That's one way to get rid of him.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Just like it's probably like the anticipation of it just like
she had
up.
Such a crush on him and she was like ready for him to touch her. She was like, I'm not going to fight you.
Yeah,
and then she farted on him.
Throw me down. Okay. So she freezes. And she writes, it was mortifying. I turned bright red and wanted to die. Some people were shocked, but a lot of people snickered.
Yeah, what do you do? Like, you're stuck
what would
up there.
You do?
I would want to run away and never come back.
I would literally kick him in the foot to distract everyone.
Kick him in the balls and run out.
Kick him in the balls and sprint away.
Or you have
away.
To make a joke and just be like, that's another way to get rid of your attacker is you fart on them and they run away because it stinks.
You win him back with the humor. Yeah.
You would have to.
Yeah. You try to. He asks you out on a date because you handled that so cool.
Or just run away.
Or you just kick him in the
never
nuts
come
and
back.
Sprint out.
Pay for the one class and that's it. Goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah. That's basically it. She
doesn't say what she did.
Okay, so the instructor was nice enough to make a joke of it. Okay,
there you
go. Says that. So he said, like, you know, it's okay. The body reacts in an unpredictable way when responding to danger. That's my New Jersey accent. That's not good.
Jersey. Don't be offended.
Sorry, New Jersey. We love you. Thank you so much, Janet from New Jersey. That only made it worse, the joke, and I hurried to sit down and tried to die quietly for the rest of class.
Yeah, that's so embarrassing.
You fart. And you gotta fart in class, you gotta go.
You gotta get out of there.
You can't. You're climbing the rope in gym class, you fart. Gone. Never. You're switching schools. You fart doing a sit-up. Again, same thing. Your family's gotta move houses. So,
Okay, my next one comes from John in Mississippi, and he writes, I'm no longer religious, but I grew up in a Southern Baptist home. My whole family and extended family were extremely religious. The Bible was the law and church was a must. I found church to be incredibly boring, so I tried to get out of it whenever I could. But even when I was sick, my parents dragged me along.
Even when he was sick?
They're Baptist, dude. That's Southern awful, Baptist? Man. That ain't no joke. On this Sunday, I was about 14 and I had a head cold, so I begged my parents to just let me stay home and rest. But just like always, they refused and insisted I hear the Lord's word. I was always pretty miserable in church, but today I really didn't want to be there. I kept sniffing and having to wipe my nose on my sleeve, and that was embarrassing enough. Our church was so quiet and echoey and packed with everyone I knew.
Yeah.
After fighting back a coughing fit while singing a hymn, we all sat back down, and it was time for prayer, and we all bowed our heads.
Oh, no.
It was dead silent. I tried my best not to sneeze, but there was no fighting it. I let out the loudest sneeze and at the same time, the loudest fart. It reverberated off of the wooden pew and everyone, I mean everyone, heard it.
That's awful because it's one of those muffled ones.
Yes.
It sounds probably like a lawnmower.
My mother turned to me in shock and embarrassment and all of my fellow classmates in church erupted in laughter as their parents tried to shush them. I was so humiliated. I hung my head in shame and didn't make eye contact with anyone. When church was over, I walked home on my own as fast as I could.
On his own? Did he sprint away from his family?
Yeah. Because, you know, after church, everybody does the, like, greetings and you're talking to everyone and they hang out and it's a whole thing. He's like, goodbye.
He's like, I'm out. I'm a jetpack.
I told you I didn't want to go today.
How dare his mother turn to him in shock? He is sick, lady. He has got probably gas everywhere.
He did the sneeze fart.
I mean, that's
in a wooden pew, in an echoey old church with everyone there.
Oh, man.
Pew. You know those little Mississippi towns where everybody knows everybody?
Uh-huh, uh-huh. And if you got a little bit of a sweaty butt, because maybe it's hot that day, you get like a
sweaty
You get like one of those like,
it's clapping.
It's clapping. It's like the fat of your butt just like, and it's fart.
Machine gun fart.
Yeah. Oh, we can't use that one because machine gun Kelly already took it.
Yeah, he did.
Did
he?
No. Okay, this is from Reddit, and Heavy Diapers writes, Grade 9, graduation. I'd been making eyes with a girl in school for a few weeks leading up to our grad. She and I were both in attendance that night, and she pulled me aside to dance. Careless Whisper by Wham.
Fantastic song.
Fantastic. It would never have occurred to me to ask her, even though I had a huge crush on her. I had no confidence, no game. There was nothing going on with me. God, he's so self-deprecating. Anyhow, at the end of the song, she plants one on me, and it was the worst kiss of my entire life.
Oh, no.
It was as though she was being held captive, and the key to unlock her cell was inside my mouth, and she was using her tongue to search for it before her captors discovered what she was up to.
Oh, I've had that kiss before.
Is it? Oh, you do? You have?
In
just
college,
like a
just
trying to eat
terrible.
Your console?
Just mowing down on something, trying to get
God.
In there. Just
did you break up that person?
Or like, have you ever had the fast kiss where they just jam their tongue in your
mouth
just really fast?
Like a jackhammer tongue?
Yeah, terrible.
I'm sure you have. I don't know.
Lots of bad kisses. Lots of bad kissers out there.
Yeah. So in a way, it's like he was embarrassed, but then she embarrassed herself.
Yeah, she
was a flip-flop embarrassment.
Yeah, a little flip-floppy. Okay, my last story I came across on Quora. It was asked by Laughing Out Loud and answered by John Russo. Here it is. I have quite a few embarrassing stories. Let's see. In 7th grade, I had a crush on a girl named Angie. She was an 8th grader. She always smiled at me in the cafeteria. I was really shy around girls when I was 12. I was already self-conscious because I could already grow facial hair by 12. My voice had started changing and I was getting pimples.
Okay.
Ugh, such a hard time. Puberty.
I know.
Puberty is hitting. Anyway, Angie was a cute blonde girl with brown eyes. She kind of looked like the Molly girl, Josh Hartnett's girlfriend from Halloween H2O, except her hair was longer.
So specific.
I don't know who that is. I was like, who is that?
I don't.
But anyway, Josh Hartnett's girlfriend from that movie. One day, I decided to write her a tiny love note. I forgot what I wrote, but it was probably something embarrassing. I folded the note and kept it in my pocket for days. I was glad we didn't have classes together, but I always saw her in the cafeteria during lunch. I would freeze and clam up whenever a girl looked at me. I was so self-conscious. One day, I found Angie alone, browsing for chips, and I was finally going to say hi to her. I was so nervous, and my stomach felt uncomfortable. As I approached her, my stomach made a loud gurgle.
Oh, no.
She said hi to me, and I was about to say hi back, but I let out a squeaky fart. This is a fart episode. It's
this
all farts.
This is a fart episode.
But I love that it's a squeaky fart, because that's just so funny.
It's so funny.
It's a little squeaker. She smiled, but it was an awkward smile, and she rolled her eyes to the left and raised her eyebrows, which meant she thought I was awkward and gross.
Oh, well, I mean.
Was mortified.
He did it to himself.
Aw, he squeaky farted.
He was squeaky farted without saying hi.
That was the high. The squeaky fart was the high.
I mean, you would have done the same thing, right? If you're her, what do you do? What do you do?
I mean, at that age, yeah. It's a hard age.
I probably would have
started laughing, but that's just me. I pretended to be late for class and bolted out of there. I went to an empty classroom and just put my head down on a desk and felt so embarrassed. When I think about that incident now, I still shudder from embarrassment. I never spoke to Angie again, and I never saw her again after seventh grade. I have no idea what her last name was, so I could never even look her up later. Middle school is such an embarrassing time.
It is such an embarrassing time. You are not alone.
It really is.
Oh, man, that is a tough one. That is a tough one. This has been a middle age.
Yeah, no, it's like middle school and farts. That's this whole episode.
So
it's a
good
theme. They write themselves.
It's a theme.
Sometimes they just write themselves.
It's kismet.
Do you have a last one for
us? I do. I have a last one.
Let's hear it.
Okay, this is from Reddit. And Linda Carter writes, I was in
Linda Carter, Wonder Woman.
I know.
Is Wonder Woman writing it?
Wonder Woman.
I love it.
It's a wonderful story.
Okay.
I was in my first year of work out of law school. I was working around the clock, was super sleep deprived, and had basically no social life. He took me to a party with a bunch of his Burning Man artist friends. They were going around the circle talking about their current projects, sculptures, textile art, all kinds of really cool things. I was feeling out of place and so sleep deprived and tired that my social compass was off. When it came to my turn to share, I blurted out, "All I make is money."
Oh my
gosh. Which is so funny. I was trying to be self-deprecating and funny, but you could have heard a pin drop. The way that joke went over, I still cringe 15 years later. That's hilarious.
Because you're trying to buy like starving artists that are like talking about their work and they're like, great, good for you.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Cool. We are not invited to Burning Man. You're uninvited.
Oh my God. That's our show.
That's our show.
We hope you loved it. If you did, please tell a friend, rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us move up the charts. And if you've got a story that made you turn beet red, you can email us at beetredpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to buy us coffee or a haircut or some kind of a new outfit, why don't you go to our Patreon page? It is listed in our show notes. And if you can't beat them,
join them. See you next week.